We head to Indianapolis, where Lamar Michael Jackson might need a glove because his throws can beat it so far this season. Meanwhile, Phillip Rivers tripped over a Lego, and it led to a Ravens touchdown.
All right, we head to Indianapolis, and you stole my line. Only I get to talk shit about Lamar Jackson. Any hoozles. Phillip, let's just get to it. Phillip Rivers, he steps back. Oh, it's a handoff, and it's who cares? Not Marlon Mack, and the ball is ripped out and picked up by probably Deshaun Elliott. Who the fuck knows?
Chuck Clark.
And here goes. Oh, Phillip Rivers falls over nothing, and then he says, tackle is about as useless as his wife's birth control. Touchdown, Ravens!
Ravens 24, Indianapolis 10. We head to Dallas, where the Steelers were busy eating Gilbert grapes instead of playing defense. But the silver, black and gold come back and get the win.
Here we go. Second and five. Can the Cowboys now pull off the upset with 2:19 left? Ben Roethlisberger, empty shotgun. He throws to Eric Ebron. He hurdles a man. He starts dancing. He actually caught this one. Detroit Lions fans weep.
Dallas covers the spread for the first time this year. Steelers undefeated, 24-19. We head to Minnesota, where Matt Stafford was out with COVID. Oh, wait, he wasn't? Could have fooled me. Fourth quarter, Vikings lead 27-13. Handoff to Dalvin Cook, 30-35. Slips a tackle. He's loose! Dalvin! 35-30, 25-20, 15-10. Dalvin Cook's going to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. Minnesota a lot. Detroit a little. I forgot the score. 34-20. That is the intro to the Hopeless Fan Podcast.
That's an over.
On Monday, November 9th. How we doing, fellas?
Is it bad that I can't even hardly focus on this podcast? All I want to do is watch the next episode.
All I want to do is talk about The Bachelorette. That's why we're doing it last.
Okay.
Second to last. The last thing we'll do is pick our game, our bet for tonight's game. Mm-hmm. Patriots at Jets. We'll get to that
juicy
show. Hey, remember in April when we were begging for this? So you can't knock it till you try it tonight. All right, we'll dive in game by game reaction to every game.
Let
on
me
the
just
slate, and a RIP to Alex Trebek, by the way.
Let me just say this, Shelby.
Media legend.
Every time that we feel down in the dumps about a stinker of a game, you're always there to bring us back. Hey, remember April. You're keeping us honest.
I try, because I literally, Mondays, Thursdays, Sundays, my favorite day, and I'm not going to not be jazzed about this, especially when Tuesday is tomorrow, which is the worst. All right, first
not when
game.
The Bachelorette's on Tuesdays.
Right, that's true. Well, we'll get to that, because it's the top five show. Maybe I'm struggling because not every season of The Bachelorette
is, like,
is probably as good as this season.
Yeah.
And
no,
this
not
is the only season I've watched. So
yeah, no,
it's kind
not
of, yeah, it's kind of the loop in the roller coaster that starts you out, and then it's just kind of zigzagging the rest of the way. Whatever. All right, first game, Indianapolis. Ravens win by 2 touchdowns. Zach, are you back in?
No, because that looked like shit.
That
we
was
have
one
a lot
of the worst 24-10 wins I've ever seen.
We have a lot of work to do. And I will say this. I think that the kind of the way we didn't go away against Kansas City,
mm-hmm,
I think was the most encouraging thing that I've seen
all
season
did
in terms
kinda
of the dips that I felt. Because I don't
Panthers
feel too bad. I don't feel too bad about the Steelers' loss because we were in it the whole time. We showed in the first half that we
you
can beat them.
You should have won that game.
Yeah. And it's just, yeah, we have to do a lot of soul searching in terms of how we're going to address the fact that we have a running back as a quarterback. Because we've just been riding the high.
Here we
of
go.
Zach's real good about Lamar having an MVP year, and then he wears the shirt that's, like, not bad for a running back. And then he struggles a little bit. He's like, yeah, we have a running back for a
see, I told you. Yeah. You got to be right sometimes as a fan, you know? I mean, I'm on Drew Lock until I'm not, and it's not,
right,
you know, if Drew Lock sucks, I was never on Drew Lock.
You have to say his passing performance was way better last year than it is now. It wasn't elite,
absolutely,
but it was way better, right? So in that moment, that shirt was a good pick because it's like he was having a really good year.
Yeah, but you can't just call him a running back when they're 6-2.
Remember when he hit that wide-open dude against Miami?
His
beautiful pass.
You mean Hollywood Brown? It was
wide open.
It was just because this year his passing is just not there. It's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've always been a fan that, like, my teams have to earn my loyalty.
No, well, so, opposing teams are figuring you out. That's all it is.
Right.
They're using the Titans game
plan. I think it's just
plan.
Right. Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
I think
talking
it's just
about
weird
any
to Scotty and I because if, like, Drew Lock throws in three stinkers. It's like Scotty's still on him. Deep down, he's still on him. When Dalton sucked all the time, I would defend him.
Don't tell him.
And I'll probably do the same with Burrow. And it's just kind of flip-floppy with Lamar, where you're never going to be on the wrong side have to defend
him. Here's the thing is that my thing is that I'm a Ravens fan. I'm not a Lamar Jackson fan. I want to see my team do well.
That's fair.
And if somebody is not, you know, performing at the level of excellence I know they can, mm-hmm. I've seen them do before, then I'm not just going to be some soothsayer and be like,
Here's my Colin Coward.
You'd take Lamar Jackson over Joe Flacco 1,300 times out of 1,300.
Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe
that's
not
just
that
taking a better player over a worse player.
Here's my Colin Coward. Let me shift gears to this.
That's good.
Thank you. What do we think of Indy? Now 5-3. They've got Baltimore -2 was one of my favorite bets ever.
Yeah, dude, that was a fucking lock.
It was a lock. God, don't you wonder what that first half bet the John Anthony sports guy
still
had?
Still do, yeah.
Sean. But
hey,
what do
Zach, you know what else is promising, by the way? Colts only gained 2 yards in the third quarter.
That was great. Because Lamar actually did come out to his credit. They drove down the field. And remember, they had a drive to the 2 yard line and Gus the Bus fumbled. Mm-hmm. So credit where credit's due. I thought he looked better in the second half. Credit to Greg Roman for being in his bag, making adjustments going into the third quarter.
I wish he had done that last week. I'd rather lose to the Colts than beat the Steelers.
Well,
different strokes.
For different folks. Yeah. What do we make of the Colts? Can they still make the playoffs?
I think they drop out. I said that last podcast. I think they drop out of the whole contention.
It's because you hate Philip Rivers. We can't get an honest opinion from him.
No, it's kind of true. But it's true. Philip Rivers is a stinker, dude. He sucks. He's not very good.
No, it is kind of true.
He's old. I've seen flashes of ability.
I mean, me too. But he also throws yesterday. For every three touchdowns he throws two interceptions or vice versa. It's like
we're not talking about Drew Lock yet.
He hasn't thrown a ton of picks. I don't think he's thrown that. How many picks has he thrown this season?
He's thrown 7 picks to 10 touchdowns.
Okay,
but his last 3 games, 6 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Yeah, but when you need him most, Philip Rivers is not going to get it done for you.
Right.
When's the last game-winning drive that Rivers has performed?
No, I asked what the Bengals, I guess. But I'm guessing, or my question was, can the Colts still make the playoffs? And I think they can because Rivers is capable. If you give him a game script like this where he's got having a bad game against the Ravens' pass defense isn't something to hang your head about. And the one pick he threw was kind of questionable with Marcus Peters.
It wasn't really a pick. He did bop. It went bounced out of that guy's hands and into Marcus Peters. Right?
The ball hit the ground.
Oh, that one.
Marcus Peters.
I guess
they
ruled that other one as a fumble.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think the Colts can still make the playoffs because I don't think the Titans are for real. They got a good win against the Bears, but so did the Colts.
The Bears are
But that's the good thing is that we'll find out the next 2 weeks or the next 3 weeks because the Colts and Titans play twice in 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah. So if you do a real quick rundown of this, they got to play the Packers, Titans twice, Raiders, Steelers. So that's a tough slate.
Right. That's why I bet the Titans to win the division.
Safe bet.
Next game, we're getting our teams out of the way. Falcons 34, Denver 27. I'll start. I had a teaser that didn't hit because I needed the Steelers to win by 7, and they didn't get that 2-point conversion. But part of my teaser was Denver +10.5.
Oh,
so I was the biggest Drew Lock guy. I was the biggest Drew Lock guy on earth for a minute, for like 3 hours or so yesterday.
Hey, Scotty,
it's pretty
fun,
isn't it?
Can you answer a question for me, honestly?
Sure.
No, fourth quarter was
very
fun.
Drew Lock,
but my
Drew
question
Lock
was,
gets it done
was
in,
what,
that, in the
why,
last 5 minutes.
That's my question. Why did the Broncos only get 6 points in 3 quarters against Atlanta? And why the week before they struggled for 3 quarters against the Chargers? What is it?
It's Shermer's play calling.
You watched the whole game. Yeah. I watched the fourth quarter.
It's Shermer's play calling.
Scotty.
You were on Shermer before the season,
kind of like him still. Just needs to open up the game. And Phillip Lindsay had 3 carries. I don't know.
My guy.
Kind of like him still.
Kind of still on him still.
old Sherm's just got to get in his bag a little earlier in the game. That's all.
Yay, old Sherm.
That's like when the Bengals go to the Baltimore and score 3 points, but Zach Taylor's yelling at a ref. I'm like,
I got
yelling at the ref. He cares. He cares a lot.
That's the only thing you could ask from your coach is for him to go to bat for you.
Right. Anything on this game?
I just had a question for Scotty. Right. Scotty, answer right. honestly.
Yeah.
Did you money line the Broncos?
No, I didn't. I had him plus 10.5 in a teaser. And it didn't hit. I didn't.
That's it? Nothing else
no,
on the
nothing
side?
Nothing else.
You didn't nope. No sprinkle.
And I swear to God, I lost other ways instead.
What?
We don't have to talk about losses.
Well, let's be careful here. With Atlanta, we really
it's
need
on my mama.
To, because even when they hold on to win, the other team still makes it interesting.
Right.
You've seen that Carolina made it.
The Broncos
it
could have tied it.
Made it a one score game.
They had the ball with like 50 seconds
right.
left.
Right. Tim Patrick. I watched the last 10 minutes of that game. We need to look at live spreads for Atlanta in the fourth quarter. Against Atlanta in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They're up
well,
big.
Okay. So here's also the reason the Broncos didn't make it interesting yesterday is the fact that the Falcons just did a good job holding onto the ball. Like the Broncos had like three or four possessions, and they drove down and kicked a couple field goals or whatever. But I mean, the Broncos didn't have both of their starting corners, and so they just got roasted.
Matt Ryan looked good again. 284, three tutties, a pick by the best safety in the league. So you can't
and
fault
some
them.
For and a couple rushes.
They're
going to
get
down.
Punked and hire Morris
enough.
As their head coach, and then he's going to go like 4-12 next year.
Well, I was back on my Atlanta over win total bet, and mm-hmm. then I realized they play the Buccaneers twice down the stretch. They play the Saints twice. They play
Buccaneers
Oakland and Las Vegas, and they play Kansas City. We'll get to that. All right, next game, the worst under we've ever taken, Scotty. Bills 44.
That's why
Seahawks
my loser
34.
Lost.
Whoops.
My fucking teaser lost.
Yeah,
loser lost. It was a loser, but yeah, fuck that.
I didn't take the under. I didn't take the under.
You took
I had,
a live under.
I had. Oh, that's right. 61.
Yikes. That's my teaser under.
And a half. 65 and a half.
Oh, yeah, it was 65 and a half. That's right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, everything went over in that game. Seahawks defense, statistically the worst in NFL history through 9 games.
What?
And they're worse.
They're 8 games.
Come on, really?
6-2?
They're 6-2 with the worst statistical pass defense
that's
in NFL
wild.
History. Second worst pass defense, Atlanta.
In NFL history.
And what games. Is this? It, what
NFL
is this?
History.
This is just pass defense, not total
just
defense.
Just pass defense,
okay, yeah.
Total defense.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think that just this bolsters Russell Wilson's MVP.
I think it absolutely helps Russell because he's
mm-hmm.
going to have to score 35-40 a game.
Mm-hmm.
So it does help him. Fucking Tyler Lockett.
Fucking
in a game where everyone's throwing bombs and Lockett has like 3 catches.
Yeah.
But the Bills, this was as big a statement win as you can have.
Right.
At home as an underdog.
Let me be the first to say that I was totally wrong about the Bills in this game. I expected them to come in here and get their fucking asses kicked. I thought that they were not built for moments like these. That defense is way better than
if Josh Allen is hitting floaters, bro, it's over.
Right.
And
if you had told me that neither one of the defenses would have walked on the field and is just going to be a shootout, which it was, I would have said Russell Wilson outduels Josh Allen all damn day. But the reason that they lost to the Cardinals and they lost to the Bills is because their defense is competent and
well,
the Seahawks is not.
Let's be fair, is that Russell did turn it over 4 times.
He did.
Watch
so that
it.
Didn't help.
But I think a lot of that was out of desperation.
Yep.
They had to abandon the
Zach
run.
Knows
and
it.
You throw
Zach
that,
knows
throw
it.
That many times.
Mm-hmm. And another thing is Seattle doesn't have a running back anymore because they had to run to DJ Dallas.
What a monster.
Yesterday.
Who had a good game.
Yeah, off like
yards
what?
And a touchdown.
He only, yeah. How many?
31 yards.
It's fantasy wise. Fantasy wise, sorry.
I was thinking they don't have a run game.
Right.
One thing, I heard this yesterday morning. Buffalo was a 3-point underdog. So if you flip it to a neutral, they're 5.5-point underdogs. You flip it to Seattle, they're 7-point underdogs at Seattle. Which is the same as Minnesota was in Seattle on that Sunday night game Russ won at the buzzer. It's like, Buffalo's
yeah,
not
true.
Even with Minnesota. Mm-mm. So we should have been, excuse me, we should have been all over Buffalo is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Obviously, hindsight, they win by 10 as a 3-point underdog. They come to the spread by 13 points. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Just
Buffalo's so, a tough right. place to play at 1. I'm just saying it is. I don't know what it is about Buffalo at 1, but... Never good.
Well,
that's
the thing with Seattle's West Coast travel, but they were 9-0 in their last 9 games.
Yeah,
that
was the record that made me so confident in Seattle -3.
Yeah.
All right. Next game, kind of the Who Cares Bowl. Titans 24, Bears 17. Scotty, give me back my AJ Brown.
Yeah, dude. I fucking, one week, he's fucking eaten.
I dropped him for nothing, and then you turned it into a trade.
I drafted him.
Right, he was dropped, and I picked him up again. Or am I thinking of Corey Davis?
Corey Davis, I still have on my team. He didn't have a catch in this
same
game.
Person.
I didn't
but, he was, like, targeted three times, no catches.
Yeah, targeted three times, had no catches. But, like, A.J. Brown is just like, I can look at the Titans' box score after the game. Is like, I know he at least had a touchdown. The question is, like, how many yards did he get?
Right? Yeah, well, he gets, like, 10 targets a game.
It's him him and Humphreys, oddly enough,
Humphreys
who didn't play
out,
yesterday.
Yeah. With the Bears, in a league where the NFL is so pass-happy and offenses are dominant, it's tough to be a Bears fan because Nick Foles actually threw for 335 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Picks?
None.
Rather be a Bears fan than a Chargers fan.
At halftime, Barkevious Mingo was the Bears' leading rusher. He's a linebacker.
What a
beast. Had 11 yards on a fake punt. So tough to be the Bears.
Montgomery
but the
sucks.
Bears, this is my under. I'm calling my under. I'm betting it tomorrow at Lawrenceburg. Titans or Vikings Bears under 44.5 next Monday night. Under no matter what because it's going to drop like 5 points. That's my under forever. I think the Bears win like 13-11.
Against who?
It's a lock.
Minnesota at home Monday night.
You don't think Dalvin Cook goes for three more?
No, the Bears held Derrick Henry to 68 yards on 21 carries.
I know
that's kind of what they do. Alvin Kamara didn't even run on them. All right, next game. Chiefs 33, Panthers 31. This was eyeballed early because we threw the Chiefs in a money line parlay. It was whatever, like, you know, I had Carolina straight.
Again, the one you think you're going to have to worry about the least is the one you worry about the most.
I had Carolina plus 10.5, single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was never in doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like eyeballs. So I wish I would have watched the whole game because it sounded fun. The question here, Patrick Mahomes is back in the MVP race.
Stop.
Another 300 plus yard game.
372, 4 tutties. He has.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even. It sounded absurd. He has 25 touchdown
one
passes and one pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
But guess what?
The only reason.
Both of the previous years, someone's beaten that. Like Russell Wilson last year had. Or no, maybe not. 22-1. I think the year before that, Drew Brees had 26-1. So
does he have the most touchdown passes so far this year?
No.
Or Russell have more?
I think Russell might have more. Passing stats are absurd, but the Chiefs are the Chiefs. They turn it on when they turn. I liked Carolina because the Chiefs can turn it off, which they did in the first half. They were down and then came back to win. Now they get their revenge against the Raiders at home on the road.
Yeah, the thing I will say, though, about Patrick Mahomes is while I don't believe he'll win, at least he's making it interesting. If you think about the MVP race last year, Mahomes injury where he wasn't out for a crazy long time, but long enough to where let Lamar run away with it.
Yeah.
So I think that it's nice to see an MVP race this year that's a little bit more competitive.
Right. It was like in terms of the MVP race, we had Josh Allen and Mahomes kind of bumping up this week. Russell Wilson maybe stayed neutral, dropped a little bit, and then Tom Brady just fell completely out of it.
Oh, thank God.
The worst. Chiefs back. Carolina, you said it yesterday when we were watching. Maybe the best 3-6 team of all time. They're always right there.
Mm-hmm.
They're covering like mothers.
I love Matt Rhule.
All right.
Love Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule. I like him. Yeah, and it's the guy from LSU last year calling the shots.
Yeah, that's true.
What's his guy?
Brady. Joe Brady. Is that it?
Yeah, Joe Brady. Thank you. Vikings 34, Lions 20. Dalvin Cook might be the best running back in the NFL that we don't even talk about because Minnesota's 3-5. Back-to-back 200-yard games.
Are we talking about it?
Yeah. Is this a 3-game win streak or did they lose one in between?
No, they've won 2 in a row.
Okay.
They've won 2 in a row. They weren't 0-5.
Next to Phillip Lindsay, Dalvin Cook is the best running back in the NFL.
I don't hear any lies there. Kirk Cousins, the Vikings have perfected the game script. As long as Dalvin Cook can go off, they can win because Cousins has thrown 34 times in the last 2 weeks and he threw more than that in the previous 2 games. By itself. So Cousins line 13-20, 220, 3 tutties. Dalvin Cook, 2 touchdowns. Matt Stafford. Now I realize watching my first full Lions game of the year because I had a big bet on Minnesota was that Detroit Stafford. I always like, why isn't Stafford getting all these garbage yards and racking up 300 yard games? It's because at one point yesterday he was 14 of 15 for 117 yards. He's completing everything
he's
in sight. And he threw. But then he threw 2 bad picks. I mean, both awful. One of them in the red zone, so that was tough. Detroit not going anywhere. Still some drama with our bet with you and I, Scotty, with Detroit over 6.5 wins. So we'll eyeball that. Another who cares game. Comeback player of the year, front runner, Alex Smith. 325 yards and a tutty.
You think he's front runner now?
Hey.
How many picks?
Well, he was front runner when he came in and
yeah, but that
nothing.
Was like an overreaction. I can only assume he thing like to get people to bet it like real quick and then.
Scotty, I'm on
know,
your side.
I know.
With this,
I'm asking you to take the position of the bookie
and lost
and be like
to the Giants.
Tell me why this is.
The bookies are saying he's a big favorite.
Tell me why.
I don't see why. Because it's people, human beings voting, and they're tugging at their heartstrings because Alex Smith was dead 2 years ago, and now he's actually just on the field.
Dude,
which
if
enough.
He is, I'm betting.
Honestly, I could give a shit because my Cam ticket is dead in the fucking water. Let me just be the first to say.
I don't. Yeah. If Alex Smith is the fucking comeback player of the year, I'm betting. I'm putting like literally a mortgage on Kyle Allen next year because that's some bullshit. All
right, next game, Texans. No reason they should have won this game by 2 points. They beat the Jaguars in the Sunshine State 27-25. Jake Glutton.
Highfalutin.
Gefilte fish. He had a nasty touchdown run. Then another game. It's never easy. Moneyline parlay, Houston. Don't worry about it. Comes down to a 2-point conversion. This is a battle of 2-1-6 teams. So.
It's like these professional team defenses are like dumbstruck when a new quarterback comes in. It's like, well, we didn't watch this guy prepare. Now Gilbert's fucking Steelers in the ass.
Well, he dropped a bomb to DJ Chark to open the game. That was a great throw. And James Robinson, the 99 club, him
fuck
and Raheem
that.
Mostert.
He's like,
you need.
Yeah, Scott. Scott's got me in fantasy. Fuck this! Don't even hand it to me again.
My thing with Deshaun Watson is like he's definitely a top five, maybe top
they don't
seven
unleash
quarterback.
Him enough.
Seven,
but maybe that's it because I'm just like, oh, the Texans get the ball back with 4 minutes left and they're up eight. And it's like Deshaun Watson could do this against the Jags.
The
just
worst
run the clock
thing,
out.
The
and,
worst thing they did for him was get rid of.
Bill
get
O'Brien,
rid of
DeAndre
Hopkins.
Oh yeah,
DeAndre Hopkins. That was the worst thing because he's got
step out on a limb.
Yeah, he's got decent weapons, and you can see he can hit him. A Will Fuller. He's got Randall Cobb. He's got Brandon Cooks. These are all like good alternate targets to your one star who should
okay,
be DeAndre
okay. Deshaun
Hopkins.
Watson, and throw it to this 5'9" receiver or throw it to this 5'10" receiver. Good luck, buddy.
And throw it to Will Fuller, but he might be hurt while the ball's in the air. Yeah, this game, I mean, hate to run through these slates and be like, blah, but looking at it, it's 2-1-6 teams, and unless we're talking about gambling, what are you going to do?
Right.
All right. Raiders, 31-26. My thing with Justin Herbert is I don't even want to know what the Chargers did because they probably lost, but I just want to see what his best throws were because he always drops in a few beauties. And he had a great deep ball to Johnson yesterday.
I am never. I'll tell you this. I'm never betting against him again, because this guy I took right before the game, Raiders minus half a point first half, and
well, you always need to take a money line first half.
My dreams were dashed.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't even help me either because they got
that
bullshit
field
goal.
It would have been an awful beat for you. Because
I'm never betting on Justin Herbert again.
Right.
It's just
fuck him.
Tie protection.
Well, really, fuck his team.
Yeah. Well.
Why do you think he hates him? Is there any reason he would hate him?
Well, he should be fine because Tua's won more games.
Yeah,
he
has, baby. I don't know why I'm happy about it. But.
The Raiders might be for real. They're on pace for 10-6. This was
they'll be 9-7.
Okay,
or 10-6. Even if they go 10-6, their first round exits, dude. They're never John Gruden will never win a Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Never. Has another head coach. He only did it because he got gifted a crazy defense in 0-2.
Well, he should have been to two of them. Let's be clear.
I guess.
With Oakland, he might have got there. It wasn't the AFC Championship game.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Oh, I thought that was the AFC Championship.
He would have had to go on the road and beaten the Steelers with Tommy Maddox next week, which is what New England did. I don't mind the Raiders.
I just don't think they're very good.
4-1 on the road. Yeah, it's just, well, it's like you said with Gruden, is like, it might be a chance to bet against him next week, but now they've won back-to-back road games in Cleveland and then L.A. They do deserve a little respect.
He's got a very high, Gruden's got a pretty sustainable floor at, like, six wins a year, but his ceiling gets capped at 9 or 10. If you're lucky, his best seasons will have 10 or whatever, but I mean, his defense, like, if the Raiders are putting up points, you better know that the other team is also putting up points.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Mayock effect, I don't know. Because that's the problem with every other AFC West team is that if you make the playoffs, you're going to go on the road in the first round and be underdogs. So that stinks. Next game, Steelers surviving the 2-7 Cowboys 24-19. They scored 15 unanswered in the fourth quarter. They were down 19-9.
I want to do a litmus test on this with you guys. So I don't, in my opinion, and again, this obviously comes with a ton of salt. Mm. Because it's the Steelers and fuck them. This, I think you could make an argument for the 2018 Rams, but this might be the worst team to go 8-0 that I've ever seen in a long time.
They're pretty good.
They at least just the eye test.
Yeah,
they could. I mean, they could have lost against Denver, especially.
Their defense is pretty good, but their offense looks.
Yeah, well, that they're a conundrum to me because the defense is like, oh, they're number. Well, they were number two against the run before they played Baltimore, who runs primarily.
Right.
And then, obviously, they didn't give up a lot of... They're a great run defense, top five.
Yeah.
And then
you look at their See what they did to the Titans.
You look at their pass defense, top 10 or top 8 or so. Right. And then, but it's like, teams still score on them, and the games are close.
Right.
So that's what I don't... Except Cleveland. That game was a blowout.
Yeah.
And then Baltimore should have beat them.
Right.
If Lamar doesn't have four turnovers.
That offense just looks it's like they're flying by the seat of their pants. Like they're only they're getting lucky penalties. They're catching like somebody catches a 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 9 or like it just seems like they're it's just not an exciting it's just not an exciting 8-0 team.
I don't know cuz you've watched them their offense the last 2 weeks look pedestrian. But I've seen them look amazing against Philly.
Other than the one Chase Claypool game, I don't really...
Who about the Tennessee?
I guess so.
Yeah. But Tennessee doesn't have a great defense. I don't know. It was such a sleepwalk spot for the Steelers, and that's what they did.
They're extremely lucky they don't have to play the Chiefs this year.
I know one thing. Ben Roethlisberger after this year is done, right? This is it for big... yay old Big Ben, huh?
Well, I mean, with that injury yesterday, I was wondering how much he was going to milk it.
Yeah.
Sure enough, he's walking. Well, you know,
they said he capped both knees yesterday in the game, and they said that because the turf like saved him from having a major injury or something. But
we could only be so lucky.
And I don't know. I think he's definitely
there. Yeah, they're one. Ben injury away from going 8-8.
I mean,
gambling karma. I went into my room when the Steelers were down 10 because I had them in everything to have one of my best days in gambling ever. Had them in every parlay, everything, and sure enough, going into my room helped.
I don't even care. I took a -13.5.
But yeah, Garrett Gilbert. It was a classic. Steelers were sleepwalking. They had no tape.
Follow up.
Dallas didn't even announce who was starting until Saturday night, so...
That's smart on their part.
Right. And then the Cowboys are in such fuck-it mode that if you bet against them, they're like, what stupid special teams thing are they going to
What red zone
up?
Pick are they going to fucking
throw? That fossil guy who was with the Rams, who was Mr. Creative, is like... They panned to him about 17 times a game. He's like an associate head coach. I hate him, dude. And his dad was the coach of the Giants against the Ravens in the Super Bowl. Next game, the best game of the NFL season I didn't watch. Dolphins 34, Arizona 31. Yeah. Molly, she's having a seizure.
She's dreaming.
Did you guys see the missed kick?
I did, and that was like, A, why did Cliff Kingsbury not go for it? And B, it was like, dude, put some juice on that.
He didn't go for it.
Kick.
He just
short on a
They just failed like the possession before. That's why Miami went up by 3 and they failed on 4th and 1 and so they went back down there and they're like fuck it, 48 or 49 yarder. Let this dude kick it and it was like on the money. Like it was like the first time I've ever seen a kick so on the money but then like fall short for under 50 yards.
The radio call was funny of it because the Cardinals announcer was just like, "And it's up and it's right down the middle. We're tied 34-30. It's short." So that was good, but yeah, eyeball Miami, frisky team.
Told you, they won three in a row. Tell them I didn't tell you about it.
You told us about it.
I did.
I don't know if they'll catch the Bills.
They're gonna catch the Colts though. They're right. a playoff team.
They could.
Like I said, they're a playoff
they
team.
Yeah, they could be a playoff team. Last game, a blowout. Saints 38, Tampa Bay 3. Tampa Bay, sus.
Dude,
and this
so
was the
sus.
Game they were supposed to like cement themselves as Super Bowl favorites. It's the I think the announcers said that they could be playing a home Super Bowl too many times. That's what did it.
Yeah. Well, it's also like you go into it and it's also it's almost like they're like, man, I don't know. They're like a star-studded team. Like they have all like the flashy names, but like They haven't really had a bunch of time to like be together. Like I mean, like yeah, Gronk has a hurt shoulder. AB just signed off the street, yet he's like getting more targets than Chris Godwin. Like what
fantastic
the hell?
Fantastic game.
Yeah, he had a decent. Yeah, he was all right.
I mean, yeah, but
it's just like the Browns last year. The Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb,
right? Exactly.
Jarvis Landry, and Njoku, Beckham.
Yep.
It's like how does it? You know, if you can't keep Tom Brady upright.
Yeah, Tom
it's
Brady looked
matter,
like he was pressured every single play.
Like the very first play, he almost threw a pick.
Yeah, you see what Jordan. Arian said today? He said
no.
Mike Evans was open. We just didn't get him the ball.
I swear he
just stays like sub tweeting Tom Brady, and it's my favorite.
Respect it.
It's my favorite weekly occurrence.
Because he knows he's gonna be in a good spot.
Piss Tom Brady off, right?
Well, he's going to be in a good spot when Tom Brady retires. He has to, you know, he can't just push in all of his chips on the oldest quarterback in the league right now who's, you know, maybe this is his last good year.
Yeah, but Bruce Arians isn't setting himself up for next year. He's all in. He's retired before and been a broadcaster.
Yeah.
He's not longevity-wise. This is his last stand for a Super Bowl, too. He's riding with the
I don't know. I think if you can get...
Yeah, this is just like a celebrity team. They're fucking frauds. It's like, watch us down the red carpet, but we kind of suck.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Tampa had a bad spot with the Giants and hung on to win in the game that we don't talk about.
Yep.
But I thought they were looking ahead to this one, and boy, that was so flat. Shout out Bruce Arians kicking that field goal in the fourth quarter. Looks 38-3. Looks so much better than 38-0.
Oh, way better.
I don't know why.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, maybe they got that field goal early, and they kept it close for a little bit before getting just like absolutely
like,
blown.
38-3 hides the fact we had it first and goal at the 1 yard line and didn't score.
Right.
Okay. That's our NFL talk. Week 9, Monday night game coming up. Let's just do our boardwalk here.
It's one game.
Get all the NFL talk out of the way.
Yeah.
One game, New England, -10 at the Jets. Zach.
Easy. New England. I need it. I have to have it. I have a parlay riding on their money line. And I think, honestly, the Jets are so fucking bad. And Bill Belichick.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's coming back to fucking beat Zach tonight, dude. I'm telling you.
Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick does not get embarrassed twice.
Mm. He just did. He literally just did.
A couple times this year.
In a row.
Mm. I mean, he got embarrassed twice in a row.
He lost to Denver and then lost to the 49ers by 30.
Well,
both at home.
I mean, he lost to Denver?
At home as a 10-point favorite and then lost to San Francisco by 26.
He lost to Denver?
Yeah.
All right, never mind. I'm taking the Jets +10.
Oh.
Yeah, if Denver can beat you, anybody can beat you.
Jesus Christ,
that's true.
Scotty,
I'm taking the Jets too. Easy, I think Cam Newton kind of old noodle arm only has two passing touchdowns all year, but 6 rushing touchdowns. If you make them one dimensional, they're gonna win. I mean, Patriots really don't have like any weapons. They just don't. I mean, Damian Harris running the ball. You're gonna pass it to Jacoby Myers. Joe Flacco used to be elite. I mean, they need one. I don't think the Jets are going to go 0-16.
Because I'm also taking the Jets.
They need one.
And so it's a consensus pick.
Zach, stay with your... We should make Zach have to stay with the Patriots.
Zach, stay with the Patriots.
No, you can't make me do anything.
But it's no crossfire.
No, you can't make me do anything.
All right. We don't. okay, we're all on the Jets. Should I just take the under so we're different?
Under's a good bet.
It's a guaranteed loss now that we're all different. No, I'm taking the Jets. Fuck it.
Yeah. Go with your heart.
All right. Fade the public pick. Spreads up 3 points since it opened. Okay. Zach, we are now treasure hunters.
Oh, buddy.
So we entered this contest in Cincinnati.
I get to be in this.
How? How do you get to be in this? Are you going to be down here 3 days in a row?
Aren't there clues?
All right.
Can I help?
Okay, no. Can I? Well.
I get $5,000.
What? He just wants a share of the money
exactly
if we win it.
If we win. If
of
we
course I do.
Fucking lootly
That's
not.
Exactly what I want to do.
He's honest. So here we go. Thank you for joining the Great Hunt for the Jeremy Longford's treasure. You were in a treasure hunt experience like nothing you have ever experienced. Please read this message in full as it includes some important information. Yada, 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 yada. Skim, skim. On November 11th, so that's Wednesday, you will begin to receive communications via email from researchers at Ohio River University who are working diligently to restore and transcribe Jeremy Langford's diary. This will mark the official start of the treasure hunt. You will receive additional clues, information, each evening through November 13th. Then, you can hunt for the treasure the weekend of November 13th through the 15th. So that's this weekend.
Okay.
So the 13th through the 15th is when the treasure hunt takes place. It keeps going if no one finds it.
Okay.
We need to ensure that we have your correct information so the correct person can receive the clues. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I will get the initial packet of clues will be delivered digitally tomorrow to me. So I'll have a digital packet, mm-hmm. and we'll look it over some clues and try to find this treasure, and we'll give you guys an update Thursday, and then we'll give you the update Monday. Hopefully no one's found it, or maybe we found it, and Zach and I get to split 25K. Well, not 25K.
No,
after
we
tax,
all three.
After tax, it's going to fuck us. Scotty, I'm sorry. You don't live here.
God, dude, that's not fair. You guys can't
How
talk about
How is it not fair?
Podcast.
You're not going to be doing the groundwork. Zach and I are going to be fucking staking out. We're going to be up at 6 a.m. Friday down there.
That's not very fair because I can help out. I'm good with clues.
Yeah, the one guy went around. Oh, guys, the clues. My...
What are you guys gonna do? Like, what's the difference? You're just going to the physical location that you guys are already going to be conjuring up in your mind. Like, can't you use me for the mind?
Right. Like well, Friday know? Morning we're gonna be searching all morning, and it's like, oh,
going where? What are you gonna do? Like, go to the Dunkin' Donuts because like you think the clue is from it?
No, we have to. There's gonna be places you have to travel to find other clues.
I really don't want him to have any split of this money.
What? Who knows? We're gonna win. God. I feel like there's gonna be people that are literally have this weekend off and are 24/7 searching for this treasure. But like, Scotty, like you remotely translating some clues, maybe.
Doesn't equate 5K. I don't feel like I'm comfortable with you talking about it around me.
All right. Well, we'll give you $50. How's that sound?
Throw a 50 your way.
Make it 1,500.
All right.
Fucking.
Well, after taxes, too, there's a bunch of math we have to do.
Yeah.
I love how we're already counting the money. Like, all we did was pay $50 and we
won. It's a Cincinnati thing, right?
Yeah.
So I feel I have great confidence in your knowledge of the city.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. So, because, holy shit, I'm not going to know anything.
We do your research skills, but going to need...
Yeah, we'll wait for the Dayton contest where the prize is like a dollar.
And a used heroin needle.
You've won a pack of Band-Aids and a Walgreens gift card.
$10 at Walgreens.
Do you love Marion's? Too bad. We got you a Cassano's gift card.
Papa Murphy's for life. All right. So, yeah, Zach, going to need you sharp Friday morning, bright and early.
Oh, God.
And I mean bright and early. Are you just wasted?
Not go to sleep.
Or you just wasted $26.
No,
I
refuse
the tax
to let you guys continue.
$290-something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Scotty, leave it to Scotty to want in on the reward but not put in any money to contribute to the interview.
Oh, I would if you guys included me.
Go ahead.
You guys are only allowed to talk about this in your own private DM from now on. I don't want to hear
fine.
About it if I'm not included.
That's okay.
We're going to be together,
Deal.
So we don't really don't need the DM, but that's
Deal.
Fine.
Knowing Zach, Zach would be like, Shelby, I'm over here and we're going to get so much money.
Dude, you're salty.
Oh, I'm butthurt, dude. I want
I'm
this
sorry,
money.
I'm sorry, dude. You're doing it remotely. Why don't you come take off work Friday and treasure hunt with your bros?
Knowing then, if I were to do something like that, knowing like the situation, I would go there and there would just be like a city's worth gymnasium of people looking for this 25K.
Yeah, like, oh. Like, Scotty would get to like about Dayton and we'd be like, Scotty, someone found it.
That's why I was a fully, I didn't know what the parameters were. I was just like,
Hamilton County.
Okay, as soon as you put in your card information and they charge the 50 whatever dollars, you get there like, ding, somebody found it.
Yeah.
Fuck!
Well, I was almost thinking like, hey, I'm with the Inquirer. Can you just tell me where the treasure is? Because I want to be there when someone finds it and so I can interview them and then pass it along to someone like deep. Like,
oh, it's like...
Like your wife's friend's cousin.
Like how they did the McDonald's millionaire thing. Did you see that HBO documentary?
Yeah. Like, yeah, Jenna's friend's cousin ends up winning it.
Right.
I got to be like loose, like... No one's going to dig to find the tie between us. And like right. Jenna's friend's cousin wins like $50.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get, you know, to split the whatever.
Gotcha.
All right. How'd you get screwed in fantasy?
I forgot
that real quick. Jamichael Hasty for the 49ers. Never trust a 49ers running back because I guess they've all slept with Kyle Shanahan's wife on different occasions. So he hates one each week. This week he hated Hasty. Last week he hated McKinnon. So yeah, Jamichael Hasty. Scotty, anything?
Nope.
All right. Bachelorette review. We started watching The Bachelorette. Full disclosure, Zach and I got the first three episodes out of the way. See, episode four is already out. We didn't get to it. So Thursdays will be episode four and five review. We won't have any trouble watching two episodes.
I'm going to watch this episode four as soon as we're done recording.
Right. Okay. So Bachelorette review, where do you want to start? Do you want to go episode by episode?
Yeah.
That's how I kind of did it.
Yeah, we could do that. And then with episode two, there's not a ton to talk about, I don't think, unless, Scotty, you feel like you have a lot you want to talk about. That one was...
I don't even know him by episode anymore.
Okay.
It's just like overall.
Okay.
Well, just... Guys are late.
Yeah, since we're late. Just chime in whenever you want. 55... I time-stamped it. 55 seconds in, Claire, I definitely feel like I just found my husband.
Right.
To Dale, which is an underlying theme throughout the show.
Right. Foreshadowing.
It's Dale and 30 other dudes.
Is it 31?
31 people. 31 dudes. I did not think it was that many. Obviously, some get eliminated first night.
Right.
But yeah.
Remember when we all drafted Dale Moss for our fantasy teams and he just like shit the bed?
What?
What?
Yeah, former NFL player. Remember?
I know who he is. I don't remember drafting him.
I was kidding. He sucked. Oh. He was never relevant.
Okay, I was going to say, Hank Basket looking... I like, I got another timestamp. 5 minutes and 6 seconds in, Chris Harrison's like, will you officially be our bachelorette? And she just screams. She doesn't give an answer.
Let me just say this. They took the page right out of the fucking Hard Knocks book.
With the COVID.
The COVID, like... 60 minutes.
It got to just, my mind thought raced back to my dad didn't get a funeral because she's like, my chance to be the bachelorette may be over.
Yeah.
And she's just like looking out the window with sad music. And then she's like, the producers were basically like, Claire, give us 10 minutes of you walking around the living room and maybe like pick up a book and drink some water.
Play with your dog.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's. Oh, first off, when the guys started coming out, I need to work out.
Yeah.
All these guys, fuck them.
Oh, well, I remember what I was going to say. So, I love how when they were, like, giving them the COVID tests, and they, like, cut away like they were, like, showing somebody's dick and balls.
And then it was like they zoomed in on their face, and they're, like, their eyes are watering. They're like, Claire, I can't wait to meet you. I've done a lot of work. I've done a lot of therapy, Claire says. Yeah, we know. It's like... we get Claire. We know.
Right.
Like, come on.
Do you guys think Claire's hot?
No. Zach doesn't. I think kind of.
No. Nah.
I'm not in this. I mean, we could talk about it a little bit because I mean, we haven't really watched episode four, but it's out.
Well, I mean, well, that's what
she spells her name without.
Let's not
an
talk
eye.
About episode four, that's but we're true. Talking about it Thursday.
That pool chick. Holy shit. That's all I'll say.
Okay. What I like is
I'm back in.
What I like is everybody had the weird introductions with like the knight in shining armor and the bubble. Mm-hmm. But the very first guy, I can imagine the very first guy, he was just like, shit. He's like seeing all these people in like a bubble and shining armor and jumping through things. And he's like, I didn't bring anything. I'm just going to say, he's like, you want to take a deep breath with me?
My favorite thing was all the way, like even during the rose ceremony, that guy never got out of his straitjacket outfit.
Oh, that was my biggest thing.
Did they lose the key?
That was my biggest thing, was that, like, it was the funniest visual when she walks into a room of guys and they're all in suits and one of them's in a straitjacket with no context. Like, if you walked in after the straitjacket guy's introduction,
and
you
she
just
put
saw
a rose on the straitjacket.
She's like, all right, thanks, get out of here. And he's like, fuck. He's like, the worst thing about it is that it didn't really land. So he's just like stuck in this thing that he can't really get off yet.
Yeah, it's like that other guy didn't have to wear a parachute the whole night, but he's
stuck. The other guy didn't have to wear the fucking gigantic thing of armor the whole night.
Bennett, the Harvard guy with the Rolls Royce.
Yeah, he's popular.
The scarf.
Scarf and a dirty martini. Jawline. I fucking hate him, but then I respect him so much.
Oh, no. He's a popular favorite.
I feel like in his spare time, though, he's probably like he pays homeless people to fight each other.
He's a wealth fund manager, so yeah, probably.
He's like an American Psycho.
Yeah.
I mean, lives in Manhattan, rich as shit. Okay.
Can we talk about Kenny?
One real quick.
Okay.
The guy who says I'm horrible with first reactions, first and then squeezes the hair hands, like crushes
it. And then he gets voted off like 2 weeks later, or like 1 week later, because he didn't have something specific. That's the same guy, right?
Oh, Brandon. Yeah, it's Brandon.
He didn't have what?
He didn't have something specific that he likes about her.
That's the only thing from episode 2 that I wanted to talk about.
Oh.
And we'll get to it when we talk about episode 2. Okay. Brandon's his name.
Okay.
And I missed that. Yeah, I know. Holy shit, Kenny, when they first showed him, and I had to do a double take on what his job was. Boy band manager.
Yep.
Beautiful.
I felt pretty bad for this guy who I haven't seen since. He was the next guy after Dale to be introduced.
Who, Matthew McConaughey?
His name was Paige. His name was Paige. He was a chef, and it was like, she couldn't have been less interested. She was like, oh, you're a chef. Like, cool, have fun.
Yeah.
Dale.
She's the worst, dude.
And I like the other guys peeking in the window as other dudes show up. They're like, oh, yeah, that guy's... Is that guy hotter than me? <It's> should we... I had some... Yosef.
Yosef and West Virginia boy.
So early rivalry that I wish the West Virginia guy would have stayed.
Yosef, but we wouldn't have got a golden moment later.
Right. Yosef looks like a serial killer who gets like caught by the police because of a bite mark. That was my biggest takeaway. He got Ted Bundy in him. With that rat face.
Yeah. He's like, his face comes to a point.
Oh, another underrated guy that I like is Jason.
Not to be confused with Jason.
I'm Jason, and I'm so, Jason. Our names are different, but kind of the same.
Jason should be like the guy from Family Guy who he doesn't at any point stop moving his hair out from over top of his forehead.
From the hills.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. I can't find out. Sorry, I'm late. I had to find somewhere to park my motorcycle.
No, I'm thinking of the guy in the cutaway who like keeps straightening his tie no matter what. But my thing with Jason, and there was more of him in episode 2 because he gets a one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, he's like, have you seen My Cousin Vinny? She's like, no. He's like, we should watch that movie. And she's like, oh, I'm a tire swing playing in the yard girl. He's like, oh, me too. Like, don't let me inside. Like, I want to live outside.
I know, they all try he's so like, right, hard.
Right after, he's like, let's watch a movie. She's like, I like to be outdoors. He's like, right? I fucking hate being inside. Like, I love being outside, dude.
I wish I was homeless.
Yosef, the Morgantown guy.
Is Tyler. Tyler C., right?
Yeah. When he has the... So he basically, he comes out and says that a girl in Morgantown messaged him.
Where everybody knows everybody,
right,
apparently.
Messages him saying that Yosef was flirting with her before going on the show. And he's like, I'm doing what's best for her. I'm looking out for her. And it's like, come on, dude. You just want to... Like, just be honest. Like, you want less competition. No harm in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the, like, reactions. Who's the guy? Zach? Who's, like...
Zach C?
So, Claire calls both Yosef and the Morgantown guy.
Yeah.
And Zach C is just like, I hope it's about the fight and not the first impression, Rose. I just found that funny for some reason.
You know what?
Just like, God, I hope it's...
No, like, Yusuf was a bitch
about
it. Better
here where all my stuff is.
No, you know why? Well, Matthew McConaughey, right, look-alike motherfucker, went and talked to Yusuf about it. And then Yusuf was like, fuck this, I'm telling her. Like,
And then Claire, since, I always go for the jerks.
Yeah.
Claire, I always go for the jerks, Claire, but let me pick Yusuf because he has some... he might be flirting with other girls this whole time.
Yeah, right.
That was crazy. That
he doesn't like a
up,
risk.
Like, there was like plenty of the only reason he was there is because the producer's like, this guy's going to cause a lot of drama. You need to give him the last rose.
Moving on to episode 1/2, the guy who broke the rule, Blake.
My favorite too.
So
by far.
He contacts Claire when he wasn't supposed to before the show, and mm-hmm. she loves him, and he doesn't get punished for it.
Right.
So then when he loses the dodgeball game and doesn't get one-on-one time, he breaks the rules again. He's like, remember how, like, I was risky and bold to break the rules? So, like, I'm assuming this guy's going to murder the barista who wouldn't give her, like, a soy latte with almond milk, and he's like, remember, like, this is what you love about me.
You wanted this.
Yeah. So he's fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
He, like... the wild card, but definitely my favorite with a mm-hmm. Harvard guy.
Bennett.
The names I'll get eventually. Yeah, well, so...
Season... or episode 2, the highlight was Brandon. When he was... and they had the one-on-one time, and he's like, I just knew... as soon as they announced you, I knew I wanted to sign up.
She's like,
and
why?
She's like, well, what is it you like about me? He's like, because you are hot. And she's like, is that it? He's like... well, yeah. And like, well, everybody else loved all these things about me. I was like, how did they love all these things about you? They didn't know you until now. She's like, but they did.
Yeah, like,
he's like,
oh,
shit. She sat down. He couldn't bullshit some answer.
I can't believe I skipped over
that. She was like, she sat down and was just like, but like, see, you're telling me that you don't have anything that you like about me? And like, every single guy here, they're here for me. And like, I'm like, bitch, like, what are you talking about? Like, everyone here, if they found out about you, that means you're attractive. Like, how much do they personally know about you? How much did you
expect? You expect them to binge?
They wanted this guy to
the,
do
like,
so much research. 20
minutes you were on the show in 2013?
I skipped over that. I can't believe it. I was trying to get through the episodes fast, and I thought it was just going
to
be...
I just wanted to get to episode 3.
I just thought it was going to be the one-on-one dates. Like, I had a good time with whatever, and mm-hmm. apparently I missed it. But I did watch Jason's one-on-one, and he missed a golden opportunity because she was like, let's write down negative things that other people have said about us and read them aloud.
Oh, God.
That'll be fun. And he could have been like, I'm insecure, Jason, you're so insecure, you're hard to love. Jason, your cock's just too big. It hurts me. And instead, he just starts bawling his eyes out. And then she's like, let's howl at the moon like coyotes.
I skipped over that,
let's get to Dale.
Howl at the moon like coyotes.
First off, bro time undefeated as Claire begs for attention.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Oh, my God.
If you're not,
she's like,
if you're on The Bachelorette, not for the bros, what are you doing, dude? Not for the boys?
Yeah, she like goes to Bennett. She's like, did I interrupt bro time? She's like, kind of. The Dale thing, it happens. She's like, oh, I know this smell in the blind... the blind taste testing of the meats. but yeah, everyone's like, okay, let's go talk after Claire makes a speech, and Dale is like the only one that matters. And
that love language thing was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Where she's standing up in the tower like, oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? It's like, I'm right here, bitch, look at my dick.
What?
And so that was at the beginning of the episode. But the biggest part of the whole episode was Yusuf. Just call, like, he starts out with because it's the naked dodgeball thing.
That was episode 3, beginning of episode 3.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why episode 3 was so fire, because at the very beginning, because remember you got home?
Yeah.
I was started episode 3 and the fight hadn't happened yet.
Okay.
But at the end of episode 2, he was telling everybody, like, I'm gonna tell
this
bitch what's up.
That's true.
Okay.
And I love it because.
Okay. Yeah. That's why episode 3 was so fire, because they had the fight at the beginning and then the roast at the end.
You know what the best part about that was? Is that. The fact that he's like, oh, I fully anticipate telling her how I feel. And then he, like, sits down with her. He's like, hey, like, I wanted to always be, like, honest with you, and this is what I'm doing. And then he proceeds to just, like, flip and completely roast her instead of, like, being honest
right,
and, like,
well,
respectful like he said he was about to be.
Right.
What I was thinking of was, you're right, it was
and she started to talk about her mom, and he was like, I'm still talking.
She's like, my mom's dying. What I was talking about in episode 2...
Not this time,
was,
Claire.
Was
can't get out of... Can't keep saying that.
Was when Yusuf called her crazy, and he's like, I'll talk for the group. And Riley's like, you don't talk like about me. You don't tell Claire
don't
that
speak
I'm here
for me.
You don't tell Claire I'm here for her without my permission. I kind of felt bad for Yosef there for a second. Mm-hmm. Riley freaked out on him, and I kind of felt bad because Yosef was basically like, I speak for the group. We're all here for you.
Right.
Riley's like, don't you dare talk for me.
I've never seen someone want to say the N-word on national television ever.
Well, I've seen Joey Bosa play. All right. Dodgeball was a bunch of muscular guys who were so uncoordinated.
Yeah, dude. I could play better dodgeball than them. I'm like, catch the ball.
Football players. How do you – I think they wanted to show their dicks, honestly.
Right. But yeah, like them trying to catch a dodgeball – it is not that hard.
Then trying to just jump, like, they could have jumped, if they just jumped straight up instead of doing that flip,
yeah, they have, like, no, like,
kick
their
thing.
Three-cone drill has to be atrocious.
Yeah.
I'd be the guy, the only guy who was, like, excited about showing his dick was the only guy without a six-pack, and that would be me, but outside of the fact I'd be wanting to show my dick, but, like, the guy, like, everyone's shirtless with a six-pack, and he's just sitting there, like, you know, sucking it in for all get out.
He was sucking it so hard his stomach's gonna explode out his back.
Oh, I had another favorite with Zach C. Another Zach C moment that I love. So he was real good at while like he positions himself right next to Claire while she's talking. And then, like, when she's done, he's like, I'll go first.
Yeah.
And then the second time he tried it, he's like, I'll go first.
She's
and
like, she's wait,
like,
I have something.
She's like, wait a second. And I was like, oh, God. Like, I would have crumbled.
Oh, yeah.
That
and then she took, like, Dale died. Instead or, like, someone else.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, okay, I'm just going to, like, I would have literally just, like, went home after that. Like, yikes.
I love all the guys. So, episode 3, Yosef calls her out, and the other guys are like, I hope he doesn't make her mad and, like, does it the wrong way. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm sure you're, like, so... You know, you're so worried about like
their relationship,
Yosef and her's relationship, like on the rocks.
Yeah. Well, episode 3 had so many uncomfortable moments, and oh my God, just the who was the guy in the pool?
That was Zach C.
That
did him in. She went to kiss him, and he was like,
and
ready.
He like closed his eyes, like expecting her to go 100. He didn't. Yeah, it was the
90-10 deal. Yeah.
No, he even went 10. She went like 89.
Oh, shit. So there was that one, and that was what cost him.
Well, what cost him was that he tried to grab her as she tried to leave.
That was bad.
And that's a bad look for her. Like, for me, like, some women like to be, you know, chased after like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
I
like,
mean,
you know,
I don't really
I'm gonna stab you, kind of, but...
I didn't really feel like he was aggressive, though, you know? Like,
I didn't either. He was like, what the fuck's going on?
No, he was just like, no, please don't think that I don't want to kiss you.
But she wouldn't talk about it. She's like, let's just go get ready for dinner.
Yeah.
Let's just go get ready. No. She's like, totally, like, act like nothing just happened. He's standing there like a normal person, like, something definitely happened here.
Yeah,
can
he wants to talk about
it. Like, adults?
Yeah, right.
So... My favorite part with Yosef was that he started respectfully the fight with Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, starts with his daughter and everything and, like...
Talk about your daughter more.
Exactly. Like, oh, did you have
sex? Bro, that's what I was
saying. Dude, we get it. You had a kid. But, like, he got to the dodgeball and, like, he made a good point. Like, he wouldn't want to do strip dodgeball and have his daughter watch it. And... But then it was like... I'm like, okay, he has a good argument. And then he's like, I also found you crazy and you overreacted, which is, like... Oh, pick two of the worst buzzwords to say to a woman. And then it just all went to shit after that.
Wait, who was the one who we were just talking about that grabbed Claire?
Zach.
Hey, how funny was it though, like after that? Like I know like there's arguments of like if he like was aggressive or whatever, but how funny was it that they like filmed her like sitting in the corner of her room, like staring off into space? Like, what are they like? Okay, now look like you were just like abused.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like,
the next
we'll put Sarah McLaughlin on in the background.
She let him get ready for dinner and go sit down at that table that they knew
funny.
They weren't going to do.
So Chris Harrison comes out, sits across from him, puts
his
feet up.
In
his and like,
eyes.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm getting sent home.
Yeah, Chris
right
Harrison
now.
Puts his feet up, like, pours some champagne for himself. He's like, you know why I'm here. And he's like, and like, instead of being like, yeah, I know why you're here, he's just like, I was trying to kiss her, dude. He's like, don't explain it to me, dude. You're done. It's like, we'll have a skinny, frail girl from production go grab your bags that are conveniently already packed.
Did they pack his bag for him while he was sitting at the dinner like a chump?
They would have had to. Okay, and then the last part of episode 3, it was a big Dale fest. It was like Daytona 99 before Earnhardt died. Because, you know, he had the five-person date or whatever, and
I didn't know anybody was in here. Yeah, whoopsie.
So Dale has his one-on-one time, takes too long, and then wanders off to the bathroom and then finds Claire again, and they basically just dry hump until they're dusty down there. But and then everyone just started hating Dale, and that's kind of where we're at. Anything, Scotty?
No, I'm excited for you to watch the next one, because obviously it's the most important one of the series. We covered all the basic ones, like all the ones that like Claire is getting heat for. The last one is the fact that she already called this dude her fiance, and she's got like 30 other dudes trying to like fall in love with her.
My last point, it was the most underrated line I thought was funny, was the guy, the straight jacket guy, and that's how he will be referred to because we don't know his name.
Right.
So when
Yosef is popping off.
Yeah, when Yosef went off on her, he's just like, he's one of the guys like, you can't talk to her like that. And then like they pan to him. He's like, bro, I'm so heated right now. And then he like pops his sports jacket. And it's like, dude, you were the one that like Blake interrupted. And you were like, fine, take her. Didn't you lose the bet? Fine, just I'll leave. And then like runs back to the other guys. Like,
let's get her, gang.
Hey, guys, this guy just interrupted. Come with me. Like pitchfork.
Yeah.
Pitchfork,
you know,
mob.
You know what the funniest part about that is? Like, I think some of them, after Yusuf like yelled at her or whatever and she's like crying, some of them like try to go up to Claire and like console her. And then she's like kind of like walks off, but then when Dale goes and does it, Dale, she like can't shut up about how he was there for me during that. Yeah. I'm like, bitch, so was like everyone else.
And then Dale with his speech with the champagne, cheers to strength. That says it all for we forgot lastly the roast. Because everyone just piles in on Dale, and so Claire's message to everyone was, don't take it personal, it's a roast, but she takes it personal for Dale when Dale gets made fun of too much.
Shouts out to like who would have been my dark horse if Claire wasn't such a bitch, is Joe. Joe, the Asian dude?
Oh, yeah.
He when he saw Margaret Cho in there, the only person in the room who knew who she was, he was like, oh, my God, it's Margaret Cho. And everybody's like, who? But, yeah, the roast was like, well, the conversation, like, three people in a row, like Bennett, Chasen, and, like, one other. I think, I don't remember who the other one was. They went to go talk to Claire after the roast. She was like, so why are you guys going after Dale so hard? And he's like, well, I feel like I've already talked about Dale a lot. I'd like to build our relationship. And she was like, yeah.
I
so anyways,
that.
About Dale.
Yeah, no, I get that. But what did Dale talk about with the lockers when Stacy the cheerleader was next to him?
Yeah, like...
she's such a hard-on for Dale.
Even Zach J was on the couch with her, and Dale comes in again. And instead of turning him away, she's like, you want to come on over?
Yeah. There's something that I found on TikTok after that, of that scene, Dale, by the way, is that he rides the wall after that because he's got like either his dick out or he's just like got this huge boner that like he's got a big stiffy
he's
that
up
he
against the wall like
yeah
this.
He like he, and like they show him like twice and he's just like embarrassingly like coming out of the room but facing the wall the entire time. Like,
I fully expected him to after he's done dry humping, I fully expected him to go back to that table of guys and have like total pants tent.
I think he walked around for a little bit because.
Dale, what are you doing?
Later.
I had to go to the bathroom and rub one out real quick.
Dale, what are you doing? Getting scraped to death by my zipper? All right. Is that our show?
That's our show.
Okay.
All right, let's watch episode 4.
Here we go. There's a little place where the sun sleeps late and pulls himself a shot of tequila. It's a little place called Pleasure Island. That's where I'd like to feel ya. It's easy to find just beyond the last wave. Dolphins and whales are a mate. Sail all day and all night and then take a hard ride. That's where I'll be awaiting. Pleasure Island, island of pleasure. No need to stop and think. Pleasure Island, beautiful treasure. Come on down and have a drink.